Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Never Trending Story. That was courtesy of the Discord. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is What's Trending. First up, we got the Electoral College trending. I did see an update from some mainstream media outlet. I think it was like the Wall Street Journal that was like, the Electoral College, you might be confused, it's not a place. So they have a lot of respect for intelligence. And
glad we cleared that up. I mean, as of this recording, every battleground state has finalized Biden's victory. So it's formal.
Yeah.
So now we're in the straight chaos, you know, do as much to burn the country down phase, I guess, of Trump's quote unquote legal battle to pursue the quote unquote truth.
Yeah. Yeah. So that this will probably do it, right? They'll just be like, okay, well, we tried, and moving forward, I guess it was a fair election.
Yeah, I'm almost willing to bet money that the response will be, once this Electoral College victory is certified, they just say, "Welp, I guess that's a little bit of egg on our faces, huh?" Well, where do I go to give my guns back?
yeah,
that's what's gonna happen.
Oh man, some of these videos of these folks who think the election has been stolen from them are very scary. The media is broken.
And you know, for the large contingent of Trumpers who have found the Daily Zeitgeist as a place of solace, when the media's turned against you, I just want to say, we don't care about you enough to try and round you up. We're just looking for equality, and you know, that might actually even reach you at the end of the day. But I don't know. That's what we're on over here.
Yeah, we're just trying to help y'all.
But I get it, man. When you're so used to being on top, man, equality looks like an attack on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they've been, you know, brainwashed for 20 years that we're all trying to kidnap their kids, put them, inject microchips into them, you know. Hey, speaking of kidnapping kids, you might hear a kid in the background. Ramsey is joining us for this recording session. Ramsey, you want to say hi? Just shout hi.
Hi.
There
he
goes.
Hey.
Hey.
The man, the myth, the legend. The person Jack gets all of his takes from.
That's right. He's the brain trust. I'm just the muscle.
He just thumbs up or thumbs down this story.
The Cleveland Indians are trending because that will no longer be their name fairly soon. They will be the Cleveland something else.
The major leagues. Why don't they just call them I don't know. What do you do? What do they call themselves? Do they have to completely rebrand? Because aren't the Washington team, NFL team, are they fully changing or they're just right now the Washington team?
They did it very begrudgingly. And then
right.
at the last second, because, you know, it wasn't their own plan. So they they weren't doing it on their own timeline. So they did it right before the season and didn't have time to even come up with a name. So they're just known this season as the Washington football team. Hopefully Cleveland MLB's Cleveland franchise, because they're doing this proactively, are able to come up with a name by the time the next season starts. My one request to Cleveland is that they not do a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame themed name.
I was going to say they should. Or Drew Carey.
Cleveland Rock City.
Drew
Carey.
The Cleveland Rocks?
Yeah. Cleveland Rockers. I feel like a Steelers one would be dope. Like, something that has to do with the industry. Because Cleveland, I feel like, has that, like, gritty, blue-collar kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
Cleveland Shakers. Don't they have a Shaker Heights?
We'll A/B test some of this stuff, throw some ideas around, see what sticks. I mean, now they just have to do the Braves, the Chiefs, the Blackhawks, Seminoles. There's a lot of there's a ton still left to have a reckoning. But day by day, I guess.
But shout out to them for I don't know if it probably was not proactive and just out of the kindness of their heart. I'm sure they were dragged to this decision, kicking and screaming. They have had this name since 1915, and it's been wrong the entire time. But at least shout out to them for making the right decision at long last.
I don't know if... Do you get a shout out in the year of our Lord 2020 for coming to the determination that Cleveland Indians is a bad name?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Maybe I'll take it back. I will give a shout out though to the op-ed writer for the Wall Street Journal, who just said what we were all thinking, I think, when he said, "Dr. Jill Biden, drop the doctor. Come on. What are you trying to overshadow the hubby? Come on.
Oh,
the man with the plan." This was a real article that was actually written in the Wall Street Journal. They asked Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, to drop the doctor because it's intimidating or something. She has a doctorate. It was mind blowing. I mean, it definitely had the Peggy Noonan vibes where you could tell it was like a half thought through thing that they were just putting out there.
Right.
It was like stream of consciousness op-ed writing, but it was, that was the entirety of their take was, she should get rid of it because I don't like it. I don't like the way it makes me feel.
What was the headline of it? Wasn't it, "Hey, Dr. Jill Biden, relax."
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that. What the fuck gives a shit? Because she has a title?
Yeah.
Like, "Hey, erase yourself to not go as far as to overshadow the male in your relationship."
The new headline that they've used to tone it down is, "Is there a doctor in the White House? Not if you need an MD. However, you don't. For people with doctorates have traditionally been referred to as doctors, and you're just mad that she makes you feel inadequate."
Right.
This is...
Oh, boy. A whole lot of projecting going on.
Yeah. Joseph Epstein, shout out to you, my man. New Zealand is trending. we were trying to figure out why. When you click through on the like Google Trends story that is linked with the trend, the reason that it's trending right now, it links through to a page that has news about, you know, COVID-19 updates. And at the top is just a story about New York shutting down. But down below, there is an update about a New Zealand airline worker who tested positive. That is a singular New Zealand airline worker who tested positive. They haven't completed the sequencing, but like the nation's eyes are on this one person who tested positive because they've, you know, almost totally eradicated the disease from their nation. And they were concerned, is this, you know, the previously dormant New Zealand strain of the disease, like just that we hadn't stamped it out? Turns out, no, it is. They haven't completed genome sequencing, but they think based on what they have so far, it came from abroad and probably, you guessed it, America.
Oh, boy.
So.
It's, that must be so embarrassing, you know, like in New Zealand, because like no one has COVID. And it, like, right. People are like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah.
Coming in here all dirtied up. It's, I don't know. It's just so weird to read news like this, because I can't think of we're living the antithetical experience here, where it's like, I don't know, we can't trace anything. We don't care about, like, we're having trouble communicating anything effectively to the people to try and do, you know, take precautions. But, sorry, New Zealand, for that one, for sending you our illnesses.
One moment, Ramsey has a quick question. We'll see if it's about New Zealand. What's up?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, I'm recording right now. I'm going to come over there once I'm done. It'll be like 5 minutes, and then I'll help fix that. Okay? Non-committal.
Oh, boy.
Toy is not doing what he wants it to do.
Hey, Jack, you're doing your best, man. You're doing your best.
Hey, you know, brother. You know, I'll tell you what.
You're up, you're down. You're up, you're down. You know,
your mouth to God's ears. So let's talk about Charlie Pride, a country music legend.
Man.
One of the first successful black country singers in the country music industry passed away over the weekend from complications caused by COVID-19. And he was at the Country Music Awards that we covered a few weeks back, where it was very important to them that it appear like no ordinary times. They advertised it as like, this is a little break from the wild times we're living through. And that included having all the performers not wearing masks, including 82-year-old Charlie Pride, who was receiving... 86-year-old Charlie Pride, who was receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award, the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. He was... dead a month later, where no clear indication of that the country music network is specifically at fault, but obviously doesn't look good for
me. I mean, either way, it's just like, it's just awful. Whether or not we know how he got infected, but this just doesn't end.
This is, just the ambient dumbassedness of our country is really come back to bite everyone.
Yeah, because it's just like, you think, my God, you're having an 86-year-old at your unmasked event? Like, in general, like, don't you even feel a duty to this person? Whether or not you're trying to get over the optics of what normalcy is or what appears normal, it's like, 86-year-old... coming through here where we're like, hey, ignore the pandemic. That's fucked up. And I don't, like, even if he didn't contract it there, don't fucking put people at risk like that. It's just, fucking hell. It's just fucked up.
No, somebody should be in jail for that entire show.
Yeah, if that is the case. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's just, we don't, We're just in such a, we'll keep talking about this every single day. We're in a situation where we're not doing, you know, the things, or the government is not providing the support to allow to, you know, look after one another and actually try and get this thing under control. So we're left to our own human nature, which is inherently flawed in a time like this, where people want to get together and ignore that shit is awful. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Just eating our own tails.
Yeah, yeah. And it's delicious. All right, guys.
It's molting.
That is going to do it for this Monday. We are back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all. Bye.
Bye. Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.